Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me here on That's What I'm Talking About. I just wanted to say thank you for hanging in there. I took a few much needed days off and I'm back and I'm happy to be back. Today is Wednesday. Originally, we considered this our love day. And most recently, it's been Weigh In Wednesday. Weigh in on what matters. And now that it's a new season, season of springtime, we're doing a lot of action words. So today, believe it or not, I went ahead and measured myself. I decided this is to spring forward. It was March when spring began. So I believe it was March either 19th or 20th, one of those days. Believe it was 20th, yeah, because we finalized our winter shape up on the 19th, which was my son Colton's 33rd birthday. Also, he shares St. Joseph's Day. So super excited to be back in action and podcasting. It feels so good. I've really missed podcasting. I miss this time carved out for all of us. And I'm just so grateful that you've hung in there with me. I've seen the audience and thank you so much for holding out and I appreciate it. So may God bless you as we are enjoying our springtime. If you live in Southern California, the weather has been very unusual. Every weekend, most recently, it's been raining. It's almost like the rain waits for the weekend. So I am hoping that we are finished with that crazy season, that unusual time period, weather period. So I know about April showers brings May flowers. So I was out in the rose garden. I was able to prune the roses. I was hoping after the last frost, but we did have some more really cold nights, but hopefully it looks like the damage wasn't done. Not too much damage was done. I have bushy roses right now. I trimmed them down real low. My grandma, my Armenian grandmother, full-blooded Armenian lady, they were from Armenia. Her parents had fled from Armenia because the Turks had slaughtered a lot of the Armenians back in, it was the genocide, Armenian genocide, just about 1913, around that time period, early 1912 and 13, around that time. So my great-grandparents came and decided to, they were immigrants, and they did it the right way, legally, and they made it here and they landed in Pasadena, California, and they opened up a general store. And my grandfather, Armenian grandfather's name was Sarkis, and in Armenian, basically it is Sam. And he was married to my Armenian grandmother, Nuvart, which is Mary. So Sam and Mary had my grandmother, Virginia. And that was their only child they had here in the States because all of the other children were slaughtered by the Turks. And they were thrown in the fire. And it is reminiscent what happened on October 7th with Hamas and Israel. And it was very unusual to see what happened, and horrific, and it was devastating, and lots of heart strings were pulled, and lots of deep prayer. I've been in deep prayer ever since then, and I'm still just very hopeful that those hostages will be released. I put something there out on Facebook, just, and also I believe X, release the hostages in the name of Jesus. If that could just be, I would love to see people protesting that way instead of, it seems nonsensical. It doesn't seem right that they're protesting pro-Palestine. I don't even think that's the proper protest. It seems very convoluted and like they're really not making much sense of what they're saying. It's just very sad. I really don't want to go on that tangent right now on Way in Wednesday, but I just wanted to share that it is springtime and lots of action words in spring. I was happy to say it was March, so we're marching on. I wanted to see if you would walk away with me. Walk away. That's the whole premise of this springtime. I want to walk. I understand walking is so important. I was pacing my steps, and if you have a smartphone like I do, you can push on the little heart. There's a heart app. It's a health app. And if you push on it, it will tell you how many steps you've taken. And if you go further into that, it'll also break down the steps into, it'll convert it to miles. So I was happy to say I went over 4 miles yesterday. My steps were, it just felt really good. So I'm trying to do at least, I would love to do 10,000. I know that's like the ticket, you know, if I can get there. But I pretty much have, like, I think it's 4 miles pretty much right now. And I know how great walking is. But I was wondering if you knew what your pace at walking is. So my walking pace is on average 3.3 miles per hour. And it did say for a brisk walk, it's anywhere from 3 to 5 miles per hour. So it would be really nice to be at 4. That way, every 15 minutes, you've gone a mile. And that's my goal, is to get my average pace to 15-minute miles. And of course, I did notice, because it'll track it, and you can go into your history. And I've also walked 5 miles per hour. I must have been really doing something fast. But it feels good. It feels good to know that I am not in below 3. And that made me feel pretty good. So I'm going to encourage you all to pay attention to that, your pace, and just lace up them shoes and walk with me. Let's walk away from, I was going to invite you to see if you would be interested in maybe coming up with something where perhaps you might want to walk away from any, maybe some habits that are bogging you down, weighing you down, something that's really heavy, and you'd like to walk away from that. So that's a big ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I'm asking you to come up with perhaps anywhere from 1 to 3 things that you'd like to walk away from. And you're welcome to, I'm really going to encourage you, I'm strongly encouraging you to voice message me here on That's What I'm Talking About. You can also email me. My email is so simple. It's the acronym, That's What I'm Talking About, with Kelly Marie at gmail.com. So anytime you want to communicate with me via email, you can always do that. And I am going to give you my cell phone number. It's 909-331-7355. And I don't know if that's something I'm not supposed to do or I'm supposed to do, but I always have had an open line of communication with all of my clients throughout my life and anybody. So you are my audience, and I care very dearly for you. And I am so grateful that you have tuned in to our podcast here. That's What I'm Talking About. And it's just been so enriching. It's an enrichment to my life and a lot of joy. It's a fulfillment of joy for me to podcast and be your host here on That's What I'm Talking About. So I don't take that lightly, and it matters to me to be a podcast host that you take time out of your life to listen to. And not hear, but you actually listen. And there are two separate things. I did take a moment and research a little bit, but when you hear something, that's great. But when you actually listen to something, that's even better. So I love playing with words. Wordsmith or whatever they call them. But I don't know if I can qualify for that. But I love the fact that here, the word hear, H-E-A-R, has ear in it. And I think that's super important that we are using our ears to hear. And if you take that further, that step further, and actually listen. And so I am forever grateful that you have taken this time to listen to the podcast. And once again, I am asking for you to reciprocate and communicate with me. And I'd like this springtime to be, I'd like to develop more communication with my audience, with our audience. So do me a favor. If you have a topic you'd like to delve in deeper, go ahead and email me at That's What I'm Talking About with Kelly Marie at Gmail. So TWITA with Kelly Marie at gmail.com. Yes, I am a little challenged here. Anyway, it is later in the day here in Southern California. It is already 6:43. I just heard my lovely fiance Squish. His name is Martin John Torrey III, and we are the Squishersons. He is very squishy, and so am I. So Mr. Squisherson has brought me home a lovely Cobb salad, and we're going to have a delicious meal tonight, and we will be walking away. So please come walk away with me and come up with three things that you might want to walk away from. All right. I guess that's all I have to say right now, but this is what I want to talk about. So may God bless you, and thank you once again. 'Cause that's what I'm talking about.